Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Most of us place a very important weight upon gaining knowledge.
我们很多人都把得到知识当成一个很重要的事情。
And knowledge can become power, and if power is abused or if it's used properly, we will see great results.
知识代表了力量，我们如果能够正确使用它，我们可以得到很好的果效。
Jesus knows that the proper use of true knowledge will build people up, not destroy them.
耶稣他知道，我们如果正确使用知识，能够建立人们，而不是毁灭人。
And God's word in 1 Corinthians 8, 1 through 3 tells us this.
神的话在哥林多前书里头第八章这么说，
knowledge puffs up,
知识是叫人自高自大，
but love edifies or builds up,
唯有爱心能够造就人。
The Phillips translation says, we should remember that while knowledge makes a man look big,
在菲利普他这个解经书里他讲到说，我们应该记得，虽然知识可以让一个人看起来很了不起，
It is only love that can make a person grow to his full stature.
只有爱能够让他能够成长成熟到他真正的身量。
For whatever a man may know,
不管一个人他知道什么，
he still has a lot to learn. Amen?
他还是有许多的要学习的地方。
But if he loves God,
但是如果他爱神，
he is opening his whole life to the Spirit of God.
他整个生命就像神的灵敞开。
Brothers and sisters, gaining knowledge, I think, is a little bit like blowing up a balloon.
弟兄姐妹们，我想获得知识就好像吹气球一样。
It says that gaining knowledge is like growing puffed up, sir. Join me, okay? We're not going to race. We're not racing.We're just blowing up, gaining knowledge, blowing up.
我们不是在比赛，我们就是吹气球，好像我们得到知识一样。
Scary, huh? Don't worry, well, okay. Gaining knowledge, you have to put effort. Go ahead, begin blowing.
我们为了要得知识，我们必须要付出努力。
You have to put effort into gaining knowledge.
你必须要努力才能得到知识。
And the knowledge now.Sister, oh, brother, that's good delegation. Oh, that matches your shirt. Very nice.
How are? How are?
This is how can. Gaining knowledge. The most important thing now is to be sure I know that I know what.When to, because if I do not stop, if I don't know how to use the knowledge of how much air this balloon will take, it will pop.
我如果不正确使用知识，就像吹气球一样，这个气球会被吹破。
The knowledge that Jesus has of God,
yes,
the knowledge did not destroy him.
耶稣基督他所知道有关于父神的知识并没有毁灭他。
And when we listen to Jesus and his knowledge of his Father, it starts to expand us.
当我们听到耶稣讲到关于他父神的知识的时候，他就让我们开始有新的认识。
And we won't self-destroy.
我们不会自我毁灭。
It is important, though, to hear the words of Jesus and to watch him act and then to apply what he has given us.
所以很重要就是我们要听耶稣基督讲的话，而且看他怎么样应用，我们要怎么样学习怎么应用。
Ecclesiastes assures us that there is a time for everything.
在传道书里头讲到凡事都有定期。
There is a time to tell, and there is a time to show.
述说有时，示范有时。
So I want us to tell ourselves I want us to turn to John's Gospel, chapter 13, and we want to read first the English and then the Mandarin. We want to read the first five verses. We're telling ourselves a story. We're telling ourselves a parable.
我们请翻到约翰福音第十三章，我们要来读第一到第五节。
John chapter 13, we're reading verses 1 through 5. The English readers, please. Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
好，约翰福音十三章一到五节。逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的毛巾擦干。
I knew when to stop blowing that balloon up.
我刚刚吹气球的时候，我知道什么时候停止，不要再继续吹。
This man knew when to stop.
这位弟兄他也知道什么时候该停止。
This man is very wise. He didn't blow it up.Very safe.
这个弟兄更聪明，他更没有吹，更安全。
But the question is, what does Jesus know?
但是现在问题是，到底耶稣他知道什么呢？
And from these verses, I think we have a very good set of answers. What Jesus knows?
从这些经文，我们可以有很好的答案，就是到底耶稣他知道什么？
He's in the upper room with his disciples, and he's within 24 hours of dying and being crucified.
他在楼房跟他的门徒在一起，他知道在24小时之后他要上十字架。
And he knows that he is the Passover lamb.
他知道他就是那逾越节的羔羊。
He knows the Jewish Passover history.
他知道犹太人逾越节的历史。
But now he knows he is the Passover lamb.
但是现在他知道他就是那逾越节的羔羊。
My research tells me that the feast of the Passover was to be an annual holiday in honor of the night when the Lord passed over the Israelites.
我所做的研究就讲到这个逾越节是为了来纪念当初神越过以色列人门口那个晚上。
The Hebrews had followed God's instructions by placing the blood of a lamb.On the door frames of their homes.
希伯来人遵照神的指示，就把羔羊的血涂在他们的门楣上面。
That night, the firstborn son of every family who did not have the blood on the door frames was killed.
那个晚上，凡是门楣上没有涂血的，他们的长子就被杀。
The lamb had to be killed in order to get the blood that would protect them.
那只羔羊必须被杀才有血能够涂在门楣上面。
And this foreshadowed the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, who gave his blood for the sins of all people.
这就预表了基督的血，他是神的羔羊，他为了所有的人的罪恶，他奉献出他的血。
Jesus now knows that he is the Passover Lamb.
耶稣他现在知道他就是那逾越节的羔羊。
He will be sacrificed through cruel crucifixion.
他将要经过非常残酷的钉十字架。
To provide the blood for all who choose to believe in him to be forgiven of their sins.
让所有相信他的人 他必须把他的血给所有相信他的人，让他们的罪 得赦免。
That is good news.
这是好消息。
Jesus also knows his earthly departure time has come.
耶稣也知道他离世的时间到了。
When we go to airports, we usually check the reader boards to make sure that our flight is on time.
当我们到机场，我们常常看那个看板来确定我们的航班是准时的。
We look at the reader board to see if the departure gate has changed.
我们看那个看板是不是我们的登机门改了。
If there's bad weather or mechanical failure, we look at the reader board to see if the flight has been delayed or canceled.
如果天气不好或者是有机器故障，我们就看看板，看飞机是不是耽误或者是它取消了。
Jesus' reader board was his Father and the Holy Spirit, and he checked in on and with them to verify his earthly departure time.
耶稣的他的看板就是父神和圣灵，他常常看他们，然后知道自己离世的时间到了。
And when he looks at his Father and the Holy Spirit, he knows from their lives that his earthly departure time is scheduled for the Calvary cross crucifixion.
然后耶稣基督他看着父神还有圣灵，他知道他自己上十字架离世的时间到了。
There will be no stay of execution. His earthly departure time is certain.
他的刑期不会延误，他的离世的时间是已经确定。
In verse 1, we also see Jesus is very certain now that he's returning to his Father.
在第一节经文那边讲到耶稣他非常确定他离世的时间到了。
How many of you have ever bought an airplane ticket and you didn't know the city that you were going to?
有没有人你买了飞机票你不知道你要去哪一个城市呢？
Don't tell me the story, tell me later. Okay, now you have knowledge, right? Okay, tell me that story afterwards. But about 20 years ago, I have a good friend who told me he got on a plane headed for Beirut.
在二十年前我有一个朋友他跟我讲他登上了飞机到贝鲁特。
20 years ago, I guess they didn't check his ticket carefully, he ended up in Beijing.
他那时候没好好的看他的机票他结果跑到北京去了。
So when he tried to get off the plane, instead of Beirut, it was Beijing.
当他下机的时候他发现不是贝鲁特而是北京。
不好意思 he was very embarrassed.
他那时候非常不好意思。
So was the airlines.
所以那个航空公司也非常不好意思。
I don't know how he ever convinced them to get him to Beirut, but he eventually ended up in Beirut.
我不知道他那时候怎么样让这个航空公司又把他送到贝鲁特，但是他后来还是到了。
I guess he really didn't check his destination.
我想他那时候真的没有好好的查他到底是要去哪里。
And neither did the airlines.
那时候那个航空公司也没有好好的查。
Now sometimes when we travel, when we know someone who loves us, or families, we are looking forward to them meeting us at the gate. Or at the baggage claim.
我们有时候出外的时候，我们知道如果有亲人要来接我们，我们就很盼望在这个登机门口跟他们相聚。
What Jesus knows is he's going to have a reunion with his Father.
耶稣他知道他将要跟他的父神相聚。
He's going to return to joyful fellowship with his Father.
他将要回到父家跟父神有好的在一起同在。
Jesus knows he's going to celebrate the accomplishment of his mission at the cross.
耶稣基督他知道他要跟父神在一起庆祝他在十字架上所成就的事情。
Jesus knows he's going to sit down at the right hand of his Father and watch the kingdom of God being built.
他知道他要坐在父神的右手边，然后看神的国度被建立。
And this kind of knowledge must have filled Jesus with the inner strength to move ahead.
这样的知识一定让耶稣他充满了这种力量，让他能够往前进。
He was going to move ahead with the greatest and the only salvation plan that God is orchestrating.
他要朝着父神那最伟大而且唯一的救赎计划前进。
But Jesus also knows that there is spiritual warfare going on.
但是耶稣他也知道，现在我们有一个属灵的征战正在进行。
And Colossians 1:13-14 reminds us that the kingdom of light is always battling with the kingdom of darkness.
哥罗西书一章十三十四节在那边提醒我们，这个黑暗的国度跟光明的国度是一直不断的在征战。
Jesus knows that Judas has let Satan into his life and will become a destroyer.
耶稣他知道犹大让魔鬼进入他的心，他将要出卖耶稣。
Recently, I needed help with my laptop.
最近我需要有人来帮忙我解决我电脑的问题。
So I called my IT main helper in Denver, and I said, I need your help.
所以我打电话到丹佛市这个电脑服务的地方，请他们帮忙。
He figured it was easier for him to take over my laptop than for him to walk me through all the steps.
他那时候认为说，与其他一步一步教我怎么样来修我的问题，他还是能够直接控制我的电脑来修比较快。
So he told me, I want you to sign in to www.logmein.com.
所以他说，你到这个网站叫 logmein 这个网站，你到这个网站。
Then when I logged in, he says, "Are you there?" I said, "Yes."
然后到那网站，我登录以后，他问我是不是已经进去了，我说是。
He said, "I'm going to give you a six-digit code, entrance code."
他说我给你一个六位数字的这个门码。
And I knew because he done this. When he gave me those digits and I put them in, I was going to let him take over my computer.
那我知道他给我那六位数字，我若给他，我打进去的时候，他就会控制我的电脑。
And when you see him gaining entrance and moving around, and I'm sitting there and watching him.I think I have let him in.
当我看到他能够控制我的电脑的时候，我在那边看着他做一些事情，我就知道他已经进来我的电脑。
In a similar way, Judas, who loved money more than he loved Jesus, let Satan in.
同样的，犹大他爱钱胜过爱耶稣，他让撒旦进入他的心。
Verse 2 says, During supper, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
第二节是经文第二节，他讲吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大的心里。
Satan has Judas's entrance code.
所以撒旦他有这个犹大的这个门码。
Satan is in.And his virus of betrayal is beginning to work in Judas.
所以撒旦就进入他心里，他卖主的病毒就开始在犹大心里慢慢的起作用。
So brothers and sisters, protecting our lives from the entrance of Satan is partly why Proverbs 4:23 exhorts us.
弟兄姐妹，我们要保守我们的心，不让撒旦进来。这也就是为什么箴言4篇二十三节这边讲到。
Here's God's protection.
这是神的保护。
Above all else,
它胜过一切。
Watch and guard over your heart with all diligence.
你要保守你心胜过保守一切。
For from it will flow the spring of life.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
We are to guard our heart from Satan.
我们必须要保守我们的心，不让撒旦侵入。
We have to guard our heart from the world's anti-God system and its values.
我们要保守我们的心，不让这个世界敌对神还有他的这种价值观进入我们的心。
And we have to guard our heart from our own evil desires.
我们也要保守我们心，不被我们自己邪情私欲所占领。
Lest we give away our heart's entrance codes.To the enemies of God who will destroy us with their hate viruses.
我们不要让我们的门码让我们的敌人得到，他们就可以攻入而可以解会摧毁我们。
Now Jesus also knows that he has all legal authority. Verse 3.
第三节也讲到耶稣已拥有万有。
You remember in Matthew 28:18 clearly that Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
我们在马太福音二十八章第八节这边也讲到，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Jesus has God's strength, knowing that God has given him authority legitimately.
耶稣知道神已经将所有的权柄都赐给他，他有的神的力量。
In similar fashion, President Obama now knows that he is the president-elect of the United States.
同样的，奥巴马他现在知道他是已经当选美国总统。
And he's already building his presidential team and picking his priorities.
他也在开始建立他自己的总统团队，而且他来定他的策略方针。
And on January 20th, 2009, President Obama will legally know that he is the new President of the United States.
在2009年1月20号，奥巴马他就会依法成为美国正式的总统。
And he will probably have confidence and strength and power knowing he has been given this authority by the voting public.
他那时候他就有非常大的确认，他有这种信心，还有法律上的地位是他经过全民的选举出来的。
Whether you voted for him or not,
不管是你是有没有投票给他，
his soul is at great risk now. He is in danger if people do not pray for him.
他如果我们不替他祷告，他就会陷入很大的危险。
He has the authority, but he needs the protection, especially of the prayers of the people of God.
他虽然拥有很大的权柄，但是如果没有属神的子民替他祷告，他会陷入很大的危险。
What else does Jesus know as he gets ready to wash his disciples' feet?
耶稣他在洗门徒脚以前，他还知道一些什么事呢？
He knows where he comes from.And he knows where he is going.
他知道他从哪里来，也知道他要往哪里去。
And as I say, he's very close to finishing his earthly mission.
就像我刚才说，他已经非常的快就要结束他在世界的旅途。
It seems important that in application, we should know our own story.
在这个应用上，我们似乎每个人都应该知道自己的故事。
We should know our childhood story.
我们应该知道我们童年的故事。
We should know our family stories and grandparents and cultural background.
我们也应该知道我们的家庭，我们的祖父母，还有我们这个祖先的故事。
And even though knowing some of those things might be painful,
虽然有时候知道这些事情有一些让我们有一些痛苦，
they're full of knowledge that could help us know that God has always been.Watching and in control of our lives.
但是这是很有用的知识，让我们知道神一直在掌管我们的一生。
And as we study where we came from and where we are going, there is great power in knowing for sure where we are going.
不但是我们知道我们从哪来，而且我们知道我们要到哪里去，这会给我们很大的能力。
Remember last time when I came and preached from John 14, 2 through 3, we were reminded of Jesus' promises.
我记不记得上次我来分享信息在约翰福音14章2章3节。
He said, In my Father's house are many dwelling places.
他说在我父家有许多住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有我就早已告诉你们。
For I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
我若去为你们预备了地方，我必再来接你们到我那里去。
That where I am, there you may be also.
我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
So brothers and sisters, study where you've come from and study where you're going.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要好好的研究，我们是从哪里来，我们要到哪里去。
I have been learning that love unshown is often love unknown.
我常常感觉到，如果我们没有显示出我们的爱，这个爱就是不为人所知道的。
There are times when my words are just not enough to convey my love.
有时候我就觉得说，光光用我的话语没办法表达我的爱。
I must also show my love in visible form.
我也必须要用一个可以看到的这种方式来表达我的爱。
If I say to my wife, I love you, dear.
如果跟我的太太讲说，亲爱的，我爱你。
And she says, what's that smell?
她如果跟我讲说，这是什么味道？
Oh, it's the garbage I didn't take out on Wednesday night. But I love you, dear.
哦，这是我礼拜三我忘了拿出去倒的垃圾，但是我爱你。
What would be really great would be to take the garbage out on Wednesday night.
如果真正好的是你礼拜三记得把垃圾拿出去。
Silly example, but it tells me that I must not only speak the words of love, but I also have to show the words of love.
这是一个很好笑的例子，但是我主要是讲说，我们不但是要讲我们的爱，我们要表示出我们的爱。
Now, some of you moviegoers can help me. Remember the movie Tom Cruise was in, where he was the professional sports representative?
你们有一些喜欢看电影，你们记不记得有部电影 Tom Cruise 他在里头，他是一个职业运动选手的经纪人。
What was the name?
Jerry Maguire.
Sure. Okay. Okay. It's been a long time. Do you remember the part where the athlete says, show me the money?
你们记住那个在电影里头有一幕，那个运动员他说，你给让我看那个钱。
Don't tell me about the contract that you're going to get for me.
不要跟我讲说你要为我拿到什么样的合约。
Show me the money.
让我看钱。
And you know,Judas probably said that too.
你们知道犹大可能也心里这么说。
Show me the love, don't just tell me about the love.
让我看这个爱，而不是让我单单讲这个爱。
And brothers and sisters, this is exactly what Jesus, the best teacher who ever lived, is now going to do in verses 4 and 5.
弟兄姐妹，这也就是在历史上最伟大的一个导师，他在第四节、第五节所要示范。
I give credit again to Pastor Ray Steadman, who's gone to heaven, for some of his very helpful insights into this passage.
我同样的，我要再次的将这个功劳归给已经过世的一个牧师，叫 Ray Steadman。
If you have the red letter edition of the Bible, you'll notice that.In the first six verses, Jesus does not speak.
你们如果有那红字版的经文，你们发现在前六节耶稣并没有说话。
Or they don't record anything he has said. Six verses.
在前六节他们并没有记载耶稣说任何的话。
There is a time to tell and there is a time to show.
所以这个述说有时，示范有时。
And Jesus has decided to dramatize the washing of his disciples' feet.To reveal the meaning of his ministry.
所以耶稣准备借着洗脚这个事情来彰显他执事的意义。
By the symbolism in washing his disciples' feet, he tells them what he has come to earth to do.
借着洗脚这个象征呢，他要跟他的门徒讲他来到世界的目的。
And he shows his disciples what he wants us to do.
他也跟他的门徒显示他要我们怎么做。
Follow me with the six steps that Jesus uses to show his disciples.
我们跟着我来看耶稣他怎么样用这六个步骤来示范给他的门徒看。
Verses 4 and 5. First, he rises from the supper table.
第一个他从晚餐的桌子他起立。
Remember, he has risen up and he has left his throne of glory to come to earth.
记得他是不是从他的宝座上起立，他离开了宝座来到世上。
Secondly, he lays aside his outer clothing.
第二步他将他的外衣脱掉。
Next month in Christmas time, we will be reminded that Jesus laid aside his deity and he came to live as a man indwelt by God.
下个月我们就会被提醒耶稣他基督他怎么样脱掉他的神性，而来到我们当中，成为一个神住在他心里的人。
And then he equips himself with a towel.
然后他自己把自己他拿着毛巾束在他的腰上。
His equipment's going to be a towel.
他的用的工具就是一条手巾。
Now I know he didn't have a plastic.
我知道那时候还没有塑胶的盆子。
我知道 you don't need to remind me, but this is a symbol of the wash basin that he used.
我们就拿这个塑胶盆来代表他那时候用的这个洗脚盆。
He's going to show them, not tell them.
他要来示范给他们看，而不是光光跟他们说。
And Philippians 2:7-8 says Jesus emptied himself.Taking the form of a bond servant.
腓立比书二章七到八节，他讲到反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
And being made in the likeness of men,
成为人的样式。
And being found in the appearance as a man,
既有人的样子。
He humbled himself,
就自己卑微。
by becoming obedient even to the point of death,
存心顺服以至于死,
even death on a cross.
且死在十字架上。
Step four, he pours water into the basin.
第四步，他把水倒入洗脚盆。
Within a few hours, he is going to start pouring out his blood to cleanse all sin for all human guilt.
再过几个小时，他就要洒出他自己的血来洁净我们所有人的罪。
He then begins to wash his disciples' feet, and he begins to towel wipe their feet.
然后他开始洗他门徒的脚，而且拿手巾将他们的脚擦干。
Jesus applies his own blood to cleanse human hearts from sin and guilt.
所以耶稣他用他自己的血来洁净我们心里头的污秽和罪恶。
And in verse 12, when he finishes by washing the feet and toweling them, he puts his clothing back on and he reclines at the supper table again.
在第十二节，耶稣他洗完为门徒洗完脚以后，他把他的外衣穿上，然后他又继续躺在晚餐的桌上桌前。
This is a parable that is loaded with meaning.
这个预言呢，充满了意义。
And he has shown this, and it's you see it in Hebrews 1 verse 3, when it says, when he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
希伯来书第一章第三节 也同样反映出同样的事情，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And so we have this beautiful and dramatic parable that Christ shows his disciples, shows us what he wants us to do.
所以我们有这么美丽的一个预言来示范给我们看，他要他的门徒怎么做。
Just a towel.
就用一条手巾。
Just the wash basin.
还有一个洗脚盆。
Simple, they're available all throughout the world.
这是非常简单的用具，到处都有。
The towel of the servant.
这是仆人的手巾。
And the water and the blood that will cleanse all people if they want the cleansing. Amen.
然后还有就是这个宝血，让所有需要的人都可以得到洁净。
Powerful teaching. Don't tell me, show me.
这是一个非常有大有能力的一个教导，我们不是光光用口讲，而是他示范出来。
Brother, don't worry, I'm not going to have you take, I'm not going to wash your feet. just blow balloons. Okay? But the parable is there, and it's clear.
所以这个预言是非常的清楚。
Now, when we come to Peter's condition,
所以我们看到彼得的状况。
Verses 6 through 10,
在第六到第十节。
And I think it would be really good if we could read verses 6 through 20. We'll do the English first, and then we'll do the Mandarin, and that will give us the portrait, and then I'll finish up with the application. For those of you who are reading from the updated NASB, it's on page 1025. And I'd like the English readers to read first, starting from verse 6 on to 20, and then the Mandarin, please.Verse 6, so he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Now, brothers and sisters, let's stand while we do this, okay?
弟兄姐妹，我们请起立，一起来读这个经文。先用英文。
And that, of course, is to honor the word. It's also to give you a little chance to stretch.
当然，我们可以有这机会，我们可以伸我们的腰。
Verse 7, Jesus answered and said to him,What I do, you do not realize now, but you will understand hereafter. And Peter said to him, Never shall you wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you.For he knew the one who was betraying him. For this reason he said, Not all of you are clean. So when he had washed their feet and taken his garments and reclined at the table again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am.
If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should also do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. If I do not speak of all of you, I know the ones I have chosen, but it is that the scripture may be fulfilled. He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it comes to pass, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me.
好，我们用中文从第六读到第二十节。哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁。现在要应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我，如今事情还没有成就，我要先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候可以信我是基督。我实实在在地告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我，接待我就是接待那差遣我的。好，大家请坐。
During the washing of the feet, what was happening inside Peter?
在洗脚的时候，彼得他心里怎么想呢？
When Peter refuses to let Christ wash his feet, is he being polite and humble?
当彼得拒绝耶稣洗他脚，他是因为他客气而且他谦卑呢？
Or is Peter too proud to receive Christ's humble service?
还是彼得因为他那么样的骄傲，他不想要耶稣替他洗脚？
If Peter were the teacher leader, does he realize that he would probably never want to wash people's dirty feet?
如果彼得他是一个导师的话，他是不是会意料到他并不愿意洗别人的脏脚？
If you study Peter carefully, you might detect the same kind of pride that we sometimes have when we are self-sufficient and don't want to be helped.
所以你如果好好的研究彼得，你就会发现我们身上也有这同样的骄傲，我们不愿意我们认为我们自给自足，而且我们不愿意放下身段来侍奉别人。
Perhaps sometimes we have Peter's pride when we don't want to admit that we need help to serve.
当我们不承认我们有彼得的那样的骄傲的时候呢，当我们若不承认我们需要帮忙，而我们不需要帮，当我们不承认我们需要帮忙来侍奉别人的时候，我们就有彼得一样的骄傲。
Now, brothers and sisters, in verse 15, a key verse, is coming Jesus's answer.
所以在第十五节这边就讲到耶稣他的回答。
In the first 12 chapters of John's Gospel, Jesus uses the word love only 8 times.
在约翰福音前12章用到爱这个字只用了8次。
But now in chapters 13 through 17, Jesus uses the verb love 31
31 times.
但是在从13到17章他用到31次爱这个字。
Jesus knows his time is short and he's now intensifying his love and he's showing the full extent of how he loves his disciples.
耶稣知道他自己在世上的时间不久了，所以他就用这样的示范来表达他对门徒的爱。
His love has always been steady, but now he knows he's facing cruel beatings and even crueler crucifixion. Yet he humbles himself and he serves his disciples.
他的爱通常是非常的，一直是非常的平稳，但是现在因为他面临残酷的鞭打，还有更残酷的要上十字架，他就谦虚自己，让他来侍奉，服侍他的门徒。
Brothers and sisters, this is just amazing to me that when Jesus knows within 24 hours he will be killed, he's not thinking of himself.
弟兄姐妹，当耶稣基督他知道自己在24小时之后，他必须上十字架，而且他现在心里还想的不是自己，这是非常了不起的事情。
He's thinking of his disciples and how he can serve them and how he can leave them a lasting legacy.
他在心里想的是他的门徒，而且想他怎么样来服侍他们，让他们能够留下一个永远的事迹。
I remind you that crucifixion on a cross was one of the cruelest ways that you could kill a person.
我想要提醒各位，上十字架这是一个你能够这是用来杀人的一个最残酷的一个手段。
And while that pain was going to be extraordinary,
尽管那样的痛苦是非常的大
，there was a greater pain that Jesus was going to experience for the first time.
但是耶稣还会经历一个更大的痛苦。
He was going to be separated from God, looking at him or being in fellowship with him because he was carrying all of our sins, all of the sins, past and future, he was carrying them and he was innocent.
耶稣基督因为他是无辜，但是他必须要身上背着我们所有过去还有未来一切所有的罪恶，他必须要跟父分离。
That grievous mental cruelty that he was separated from his father because of sin, he was now going to experience very shortly.
再过不久，他就要经历这种在心灵上，他必须因为背负世人所有罪，他必须与父神隔离的这样的痛苦。
Do you remember when he looked down from the cross? Do you remember who he saw?
当耶稣在十字架上看下来的时候，你们记不记得他看到谁呢？
One of the people was his mom, right?
有一位就是他的母亲。
And he said to the apostle, what? Take care of her from this day forth.
他看着他就是约翰，他说，从以后，请你照顾我的母亲。
That wasn't a guilt motivation.
这不是因为他心里有这种罪恶感。
That was the non-self-centeredness of Jesus.
这就是耶稣他不以自己为中心的这样的一个性情。
Jesus is not self-absorbed and self-centered.
耶稣他不是把重心放在自己身上，而且他不是以自己为主。
And when we are self-absorbed and self-centered, it often leads to various types of sin.
当我们以自我为中心，就常常会带领我们进入犯不同的罪。
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to do a quick application and we'll be done.
弟兄姐妹，我们很快来看我们怎么样来应用。
Verse 17, knowing and doing right will bring the blessings.
第十九节，我们知道，而且我们照着去行，会带来祝福。
Jesus says in verse 17, if you know these things, if you have the knowledge, you are blessed if you apply them.
十七节，你们既然知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
That's so simple and straightforward.
这是非常简单明了的。
He's saying when we humble ourselves and serve others, we will be blessed by God.
他说，我们若谦卑自己来服侍别人，我们就会得到神的祝福。
When we serve others without keeping score or keeping count,
当我们服侍别人，但是却不忙着数算的时候，我们就会得到祝福。
We begin to imitate Jesus.
我们就开始模仿耶稣基督。
Jesus did not serve to be seen and thanked by people.
耶稣基督他的侍奉并不是为了要人来看到或者人来感谢。
He served to please his heavenly Father.
他的服事完全是为了要取悦神。
His true reward was not human thanks.
他真正的报偿并不是人们的感谢。
But knowing that his serving others was the proof that he had listened to and loved God, his heavenly Father.
但是知道说他来侍奉别人就是因为他听神的话而且他爱神。
Some very bright person said that the disciples fought for the throne, but never for the towel.
有一个很聪明的人他讲了那些门徒为了宝座来争夺却从来没有来争夺这一条毛巾。
They fought for the throne, the place of honor. They fought for the throne, the best place, the place where people say very good, very good. They fought for that one, but they never fought for what? They never fought for the towel.
他们为了 宝座曾经争夺过可是他们从来没有来争夺这个毛巾。
They never fought for the basin. They never did that.
他们也从来没有为这个洗脚盆来争夺。
And wanted to say, fight for the towel, fight for the right to serve people.
我想要说的是，我们必须要为这条毛巾来争夺，我们要为了侍奉别人来争夺。
Show them, don't tell them.
要示范给他们看，而不是来跟他们说。
Forget to say, preach the gospel and use words if you need to.
而你来传播这个福音，必要的时候才用你的话语。
So Lord, we need your help to serve with honest motives.
所以我们需要主的帮忙，让我们来服事的时候，我们是带着一个诚实的心。
Without calling attention to ourselves, we look for the towel, we look for the opportunities to serve.
不要让人吸引别人的注意力，我们常常来寻找毛巾，寻找这个洗脚盆。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
如果你知道这些事情，你如果照着去行，祝福就会临到你。
And then two more verses, verse 19. He is doing all of this to make sure that people understand that he is God's true Messiah.
所以到十九节，他做这些事情让大家知道，为的是让大家能够知道他就是那个弥赛亚。
And it's clear in verse 19, from now on I am telling you before it comes to pass, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am He. I am the true Messiah.
所以十九节讲，如今事情还没有成就，我要先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候，可以信我是基督，就是那个弥赛亚。
And we see this in John 20, verse 20, 30 and 31, when he says, Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
所以在约翰福音二十章三十、三十一节这么讲，耶稣在门徒前面另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing you may have life in his name.
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命
And finally verse 20
最后我们看到第二十节
In verse 20 Jesus says Truly truly I say to you He who receives whomever I send receives me And he who receives me receives him who sent me
我实实在在的告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待差遣我的。
It is very important to note that Jesus calls and sends those whom He selects to be His representatives.
很重要是，我们要知道，耶稣他呼召而且差派他所选择的来成为他的代表。
The called and sent ones who.Should be all of us who believe in the Lord.
这个被呼召而且被差遣，应该是我们所有的人相信主的人。
We must be like Jesus.
我们必须要像耶稣一样。
You can see the list of your missionaries on the back page number two. You can see a list of people there. These are the ones who've been called and sent out.
在我们报告事项后面我们看到那个代祷事项都有我们许多宣教士的名单这就是被神呼召而且差派出去的人
It is their honor and it is their privilege.
这是他们的特权，也是他们的荣耀。
And when they go cross-culturally in this case, they must be like Jesus.
当他们到不同的环境去，他们必须要像耶稣一样。
So we must pray for each other, for those who are sent out, so that we will be like Jesus.
所以我们必须要为那些被差遣出去的人替他们祷告，让我们大家都可以成为像耶稣一样。
We must spend time with Jesus.
我们必须要花时间跟耶稣在一起。
We must know him so that we can reflect his attitudes and his values and his behavior and his love.
我们必须要常常跟耶稣在一起，认识他，我们才能够反映出他的态度、他的价值、他的行为和他的爱。
And if Christians represent Jesus accurately,
如果基督徒能够正确地表达耶稣，
It will be easier for people to see and to decide whether or not to receive his representatives.
这对别人来说，他们就很容易决定是不是要接纳这些代表耶稣基督的人。
Much of Christ's acceptance or rejection by people will be found in the quality of us, his representatives.
很多时候，人们是不是接受或者拒绝基督，完全是看这些代表 他耶稣基督人的品质的。
So let me end with the appeal to those of us who are following Christ.
所以最后我想要大家勉励，就是我们所有跟随基督的人。
Second Corinthians 5 verses 20 through 21.
哥林多后书第五章二十到二十一节。
Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ.
所以我们做基督的使者。
As though God were making an appeal through us.
就好像神借我们劝你们一样。
We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
我们替基督求你们与神和好。
He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Brothers and sisters, those of us who are following Christ, when people see us, who do we want them to see in us?
弟兄姐妹，我们所有跟随耶稣的人，当别人看到我们，我们想要他们在我们身上看到谁呢？
I think our answer is we really would like people to see Jesus in us.
我想我们的答案是我们真的是想要别人在我们身上看到耶稣。
So we will have to die a little.
所以我们必须自向自己死。
I'll say it carefully. To who we are.
为了我们自己是谁，我们必须要向自己死。
We will have to die a little daily for our agenda.
所以我们每天为着我们自己的事，我们必须慢慢的死。
So we can discover and share who Christ is and His purposes.
所以我们可以发现，而且跟别人分享耶稣他是谁。
Brothers and sisters, as we close now, my encouragement to you is do not betray Christ in any way.
弟兄姐妹，在我们结束以前，我奉劝大家不要有任何地方有这种卖主的事情。
And let us become the Christians who fight for Christ's towel and for his example to know how to serve people.
让我们成为一个争夺耶稣的毛巾的基督徒，让我们成为侍奉人的榜样。
And Jesus told us, by your love for each other, everybody is going to know that you are my followers.
耶稣他想要借着你在你对别人的爱，他们别人就会知道你是跟随我的人。
Thank you for letting me share the word, and may God bless you and strengthen you in the application in your daily life.
感谢各位给我一个分享信息的机会，也愿大家能够借着神的话，能够跟我们能力能够跟别人来分享还有侍奉。